food masters are cruising the parkway on my TA, I like to tune in to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It's wicked piss up.
Good evening. We apologize most sincerely to those of you who have bought this record under the impression that it was in any way connected with the television program Monty Python's Flying Circus. This was due to an error in the printing stage of the album cover. This album is in fact called Pleasures of the Dance, a collection of Norwegian Carpenter songs compiled by Oscar Tritt.
Good evening. We apologize for the previous apology. This apology was unnecessary and appeared on the record owing to an administrative error. This album is not, as stated in the previous apology, Pleasures of the Dance, a selection of Norwegian Carpenter songs, but a new album from the humorous television comedy show Monty Python's Flying Circus.
This was the Trondheim Hammerdance, which is held every 25 minutes in the town of Trondheim, in which the old ladies are struck about the head with round sticks or knödel.
We apologize for that short extract from the Pleasures of the Dance, which appeared on this record of Monty Python's Flying Circus, owing to the same administrative error which resulted in the first apology. The rest of this record is now totally taken up with
Bubbles in the Think Tank.
A drink. There's some ice and stuff back there. Why don't you make us all some old fashions?
Old fashions? You think you ought to drink while you're flying?
Well, stop kidding, will you? And make us some drinks. I mean, just press the button back there and mark booze. It's the only way to fly.
Ooh, we're gonna have fun.
Yes.
It's a cozy table, isn't it?
And champagne, my dear.
Mmm,
You like it? Me?
Delicious.
I like it too. Yes, I do like it.
Delicious.
Yes, it is. You want some more?
Delicious.
I knew you'd like it. You always.
Delicious.
Oh, have some more. Get the waiter and hombre.
Delicious.
I put on the paper hat. Oh, get out the lamp. I even like the cork. Waiter, waiter, more. Oh, keep pouring it. Oh, this is fire. Oh, every night, New Year's Eve. You got it, every. Oh, every night we're gonna do this. I don't care. Lose the job, everything. What are you gonna do? Oh, scabadoo!
Rachel Singers, Lonnie Mack, Twang, and Eddie. Here's my ring, we're going steady. Take it easy, take me high, lie, lie. How's the fire? Locomotion, poker, passion, deeper purple satisfaction. Baby, baby, got it, gimme, getting hotter. Sammy's cooking, Leslie Gore, Richie Valens, end of story. My Vista Fuji, I'm a Kamasutra, Rama Lama, Richard Perry, Spector Barry, Righteous Archers, Nielsen, Harry. Shimmy, shimmy, Coco popping, Fats back, and finger popping.
Life is a rock.
Carly Simon, Ivy Holder, Rolling Stone, and Folder. Johnny Cash and Johnny Rivers, Cancer Now. I got the Shivers, Mongo, Jerry, Peter, Paula, Paula, Mary, Mary, Dr. John, the Nightly Tripper, Doris Day, and Jack the Ripper. Gotta go, so gotta sweat a Leah Russell. Give me Shell the Miracles and Smokey Places. Slide guitars, the Fender Bass, and Mushroom Mumlin, Bonnie Bramlin, Wilson Pickett, stop and kick it.
Life is a rock, but the radio.
Denver, John and Osmond, Donnie, J.J. Kaelin, ZZ Top and LLB, then D.D. Donna, David Bowie, Steely Dan, and Sing Me Proud of C.C. Ryder, Edgar Winter, Junior, Summer's Eyes, and Marcus, Johnny Thunder, Eric Clapton, Pedal Wallace, Stephen Foster, Doodah, Doodah, Cool Vibrations, Help Me Ronda, Surfing Girl, Little Honda, Tida, Tida, Honey, Honey, Sugar, Sugar, Yummy, Yummy, CBS and Warner Brothers, RCA and all the others.
Life is a rock, but the radio rolling. Gotta turn it up louder. So my DJ told.
dirty dolls of Devil's Island.
No one escapes from my prison. No one!
Women in Cages, the sensational new motion picture that rips the veil off the dirtiest racket ever conceived by the minds of vicious men.
I don't care how they get you back. They get $50 whether you're dead or alive.
Women in Cages, starring Judy Brown, Pam Grier, Roberta Collins, Jennifer Gann, and many, many others. Innocent young girls held in cruel bondage, sold to the highest bidder. See them in action. See them in love. See them in terror.
No!
You'll meet them all in Women in Cages, in color, rated R.
Shop to look for something pop. I took a look around, and what do you think I found? I found a long playing daddy down at the record store. I found a long playing daddy, don't want those others no more. I used to have the old-fashioned kind. He used to stop, I had to start him up by giving him a wind. But with a long playing daddy, he plays all night long. Now a long playing daddy doesn't give you any rest. He's got a newfangled gadget and it really is the best. He's smooth and he's easy and he's always on the move. You get three times as much because he's always in the groove. I got a long playing daddy. He plays all night long. I had a small 45, but he was too short for me. I like my LP daddy. He's more satisfactory. Short and sweet for grandma might have been all right. But I'm a gal who likes to be entertained all night. I got a long playing daddy. He plays long and strong. I got a long playing daddy, and now I'm really content. You never notice the wear and the tear, and I swear the needle doesn't even get bent. I used to hate that three-minute kind, 'cause it was over too soon and I'd be losing my mind. But with a long playing daddy, he plays all night long. Now believe me, girls, I never liked that old-fashioned pace, because I always had to pick it up and put it back in place. He's got a swell attachment, it's really something new. He comes to the end, he starts again, he's never really through. I got a long playing daddy, he plays all night long. Now with the old kind, you gotta get up in a minute or two, but with an LP daddy, there's nothing you gotta do. He's got an automatic changer, it really is gone. Man, you just turn over and you play right on. So girls, if you're lonesome and blue today, maybe what you need is a good long play. A long playing daddy plays all night long.
Me.
Romper, stomper, bomper, boo. Tell me, how are you? I see Bill. I see Joe. I see Fred, or Freddy. But most important, I see Belinda out there. Hello, everybody. I'm Chris, and you're listening to Bubbles in a Think Tank. The big red clock says it's 11:15 right now. Filling in for Belinda while she's recovering. So hopefully, I will do everybody proud. We started today off with some Delicious with Jim Backus of the Jubilee label from 1958. Life is a Rock by Reunion from 1974. You know, 70s rock and roll. Oops. And I had hit. I knew I was going to make a mistake somewhere here. Wait a minute. Hold on. Forgot to write it down. There it is. Ruth Wallace with that long playing record from 1953. But I actually got that off the Petite 7-inch record, which you can find on eBay for $500. So as I said, hopefully I can do everyone proud. We will have Radio Obituary sometime after 12 tonight. And I'll just get back into the music. And hopefully you'll enjoy.
Beyond the galaxies, I've journeyed to this place to study the behavior patterns of the human race. And I find them highly illogical. Girl meets boy. They fall in love. She says he's everything she's dreamed of. But when they get married, before he's aware, she changes his habits, the way he combs his hair. She changes him to someone he's never been, and then complains he's not like other men. Now really, I find this most illogical. Take the case of your automobiles. Greatest invention since man discovered wheels. Hydromatic overdrive, four on the floor. Push-button windows, push-button doors. Double-barrel carburetors rush you any place, but you never can find a parking space. Highly illogical. Take the case of modern man. He works all his life, gives it all he can. Saves all his money, works overtime. Pinches every penny, banks every dime. All he can think about is money, but you know that he can't take it with him where he's going to go. Now I find that fascinatingly illogical. Now is the time to journey home, to tell of what I've learned. My people, I believe, have every right to be concerned. For in spite of computers and advanced psychology, behavior patterns are still a mystery. I predict the future of this earthly human race is that having made a mess of Earth, they'll move to outer space. Well, there goes the neighborhood. Totally, completely, absolutely, irrevocably, highly illogical.
Well, you can't. live until you're dead. You got to rot till you see red. Now do you understand? Do you understand? I'm the garbage man. Down in the dumps, one half hillbilly and one half punk. Big long legs and one big mouth. The hottest thing from the north come out of the south. Do you understand? Do you understand? Woo! I can't lose with the stuff I use, and you don't choose no substitutes. So stick out your can, 'cause I'm the bitch man. Here I come. Look out, baby.
Laws of physics,
laws of physics,
laws of physics,
can it change the laws of physics,
laws of physics, Jim? Now for something completely different.
I was feeling done in, couldn't win. I'd only ever kissed before.
You mean she?
I thought there's no use getting into heavy petting. It only leads to trouble and seat wetting. Now all I want to know is how to go. I've tasted blood and I want more.
More, more, more.
I'll put up no resistance. I want to stay the distance. I've got an itch to scratch. I need assistance. Touch, 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 touch me.
WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. We just finished up with Touch-A-Touch-A Touch Me from the Rocky Horror Picture Show, 1975. Started things out with some Leonard Nimoy with Highly Illogical from Mr. Spock's Music from Outer Space. Originally recorded, I believe, in 67. So if you heard Leonard Nimoy, you had to hear some William Shatner. And his version of Garbage Man, which was done by the Cramps. And I think we'll be having some Cramps later on tonight. And that came from Dr. Demento, Covered in Punk, 2017. The Firm with Star Trekkin', released in 1987 off of the Bark label. I'm Chris. I'm filling in for Belinda. I'm glad to see that everyone's enjoying. Trying to do my best. Got a lot more stuff coming up. Hopefully I don't push the wrong buttons. And if you'd like to hear something, maybe I might be able to fit it in there. I kind of scripted today's show. I did a lot of show prep, as I told Belinda. When I do my show, I do a show on Thursdays called Strike the Box. Sorry, I had to plug it. But I try to do show prep. But inevitably, I just grab like about 40 CDs and a bunch of records and just play things that come to my head. But for today's show, I wanted to make sure that I had stuff ready. So why don't we just get back to the music?
Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard about it, read about it, but have you ever seen a psychedelic circus? Those innocent fun games of the hallucination generation? Here you will meet the swingers, the hipsters, the beatniks, and the acid heads who live from pill party to pill party.
Word from our sponsor.
Hi, my name is Fred. Are you tired of getting ripped off by all these Boston area universities that charge you an arm and a leg to get in and $1 million trust fund to get out? Then screw all that and sign up at my new university, Fred University, FU. Why blow all that cash at Harvard or BU or MIT just to get a lousy piece of paper and a job scooping ice cream at your Brigham's there? Fred University can train you for that same job for thousands of dollars less. At Fred University, you'll learn only what you need to know, like how to cheat on your taxes from our business college, how to add and subtract from our math department, how to multiply from our biology department. And I swear, one visit to our medical center cafeteria and you'll learn the Heimlich maneuver in no time. How can we teach you so cheap? Easy. Low overhead. Fred University is Boston's first drive-through university. Here, let me show you. Yeah, what do you want?
Yeah, my man. I'd like two courses of sociology, one order of biology, and a large curriculum to go, man.
You want some Italian or French with that order there?
No, man. I ain't that hungry for knowledge. Besides, the only thing I like about French is the fries.
That's the all? Okay, coming right up. Now, I know what you're probably saying to yourselves. You're saying, Fred, you're a friggin' liar. Well, let me tell you something. There are two people in this world who will not let you down. Your mother and me, Fred, founder of Fred University, F-U. Order your classes now and you'll get a special bonus gift, a free bottle of Fred University Smart Juice.
What do you mean, Smart Juice?
Hey, try some, Hayo. You'll love it.
That's not Smart Juice. That's motor oil.
See, pal? You're getting smarter all the time. You want to learn something for less? Then don't say college, say F-U, Fred University. Fred University is an equal opportunity educator, because at Fred University, you're no better off than the next jerk.
Yeah, how you people doing out there?
Well, all right. Okay, well, I'm going to do a song now for all you cowboys and cowgirls. All you hombres and hombrets. This here's a song about life itself. A song about what happens when life sort of knees you down low, you know what I mean? Let me hear some yee-haws out there! It's a song about life as a spiraling force moving through the universe. Unencumbered by modular time concepts. It's called Life Sucks, Then You Die. My wife ran off with a one-legged plumber. The crops fell dead when the river bed went dry. My dog got squashed by a pickup truck. My son ran away and got hooked on drugs. My daughter's knocked up by the class of 85. People say that life is good. It don't seem to me. I'm lost without a paddle, and I'm headed up creek. People say that life is fun, but I don't know why. As far as I can tell, life sucks, then you die. My mother's grave. A team of experts say it won't do her no harm. But my sheep went crazy and killed my mule. I cut off my dick with a power tool, fixing the hole where a meteor hit the barn. And it hurts her. People say that life is good, but I just piss and moan. On a banana peel, the other in the twilight zone. People say that life is fun, but I don't know why. As far as I can tell, life
to buy some shells. My gun went off and blew the owner to hell. Now I'm sitting here in jail singing this song. And one guy wants to cut me with a knife. Another guy wants me to be his wife. Hey! I wish they'd hang me before something really goes wrong. People say that life is good. Give thanks for what you have. When all you have is nothing, nothing makes you glad. People say that life is fun, but I don't know why. As far as I can tell, life sucks, then you die.
Waiting for her husband Don to return home from work, she reaches for a can of anchovies. As she spreads the tiny fish across a piece of lettuce, she notices a small note at the bottom of the can. Written on it is a telephone number. Curious, she dials and is told,
"Don't move, lady. We'll be right over."
Placing the phone back on the hook, she turns to see three smartly dressed men standing in her kitchen doorway. Before she realizes what is happening to her, she is rolled tightly in long sheets of cellophane, transported to an international airport, and placed on a waiting jetliner. All this being too much for her to comprehend, she passes out. Upon awakening, she finds herself in a strange, foreign-speaking nation. Alone, fearing her escape impossible, she seeks comfort in the arms of a confidential agent. With a trace of her kiss still warm upon his lips, he betrays her to the hands of three scientists who are engaged in diabolical avant-garde experiments previously performed only on insects and other small, meaningless creatures. Using her as their subject, they are delighted with the results. For the first time, a human being is transformed into a... Back in Portland, Maine. Her husband, Don, now chain-smoking 40 packs of cigarettes a day, sits at a local bar and has a few beers with the regulars. Bored, everyone's attention turns to the television set that just hangs from the wall.
Welcome to Bowling for Dollars.
Suddenly, Crazy Al says,
Say, Don, there sure is something familiar about that bowling ball.
To which a terrified Don replies,
Oh my God! That bowling ball! It's my wife!
And the lesson we learn from this story is, next time you place your order, don't forget to say, No anchovies, please.
A public service announcement brought to you by Bubbles and the Think Tank. No, not really. I'll give you a real public service announcement in a minute or so. Jay Giles Band's from 1980. No Anchovies, Please. From the album Love Stinks. The Fools. Life Sucks, Then You Die. From World Dance Party. I was able to fade down on one of the bad words. The other one kind of slipped by me. Oops. The Residents. We're a Happy Family. From an album called Miniatures. It's a different version from the released Residents, We're a Happy Family. But I wanted to play that because of the picture Freddie had put up. The eyeball reminded me of the residence. Before that, we had the Shandells with Gorilla. Go, go, Gorilla, go, go. From 1964. Off the Banger label. And that's what we started that set with. I guess probably between 12 and 12:30 will be Radio Obituary. Belinda has given me a bunch of stuff, thankfully. But I also have found some other stuff out there. Hopefully you're enjoying the show. I'm trying to keep up with the Facebook posts. But I have like two computers going on, my CDs and a couple 45s, so if I don't give a like or check in, I am looking, just running around. Anyways, it's time for my public service. We are way overdue for this. As some of you know, I do work on the fire department, and summer is a super time to cook so many tasty kinds of foods, including meat, vegetables, on an outdoor barbecue. But some of the worst fires ever in Somerville and Medford, as well as other urban areas, have been caused by grills left unattended on porches or from propane tanks on decks and porches. Always move a grill at least 10 feet. Try to get 10 feet away from any building before lighting it. Don't even think about using it on the porch, and never, ever, ever leave a lit or smoldering grill unattended. If you observe smoke coming from a porch or building, call 911. If you see people grilling on a porch, call the fire department. You're not being a cranky neighbor, you're a concerned citizen. Public service message from the firefighters of Somerville and WMFO Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
The Colin.
Kids will try anything for kicks. A hopped-up car, an innocent girl, and maybe even murder. They call him Duke, and he uses girls the same way he uses cars, for kicks. Day and night, night and day, these kids will try anything for kicks.
Here's the story of a driver whose only speed was fast. It made him mighty proud to say he never had been passed. Souped up Miller roaring, pipes a shooting flame. He drove the hardest ride in town, and Leadfoot was his name. Leadfoot, Leadfoot, speed was all he craved. His right foot on the floorboard and his left foot in the grave. One dark and lonely evening when the light of day was done, Leadfoot got an urge to see how fast that ride would run. He barreled down the highway, faster every mile. His guardian angel trembled, but the devil wore a smile. Leadfoot, Leadfoot, speed was all he craved. His right foot on the floorboard and his left foot in the grave. He could see that train approaching at the crossing up ahead. He kept it going faster though the light was flashing red. Well, Leadfoot didn't make it. He was half a second late. But he was clocking 97 when he passed that pearly gate. Leadfoot, Leadfoot, speed was all he craved. His right foot on the floorboard and his left foot in the grave.
Tooling down the highway doing 79. I'm a twin pipe popper and I'm feeling fine. Hey man, dig that. Was that a red stop sign? Transfusion, transfusion, I'm just a solid mess of contusions. Never, never, never gonna speed again. Slip the blood to me, bud. I jump in my rod about a quarter to nine. I gotta make a date with that chick of mine. I cross the center line, man, you gotta make time. Transfusion, oh man, I got the cotton picking convolutions. I'm never, never, never gonna speed again. Shoot the juice to me, Bruce. My foot's on the throttle and it's made of lead, but I'm a fast riding daddy with a real cool head. I'm a gonna pass a truck on the hill ahead. Transfusion, my red corpse suckles are in mass confusion. Never, never, never gonna speed again. Pour the crimson in me, Jimson. I took a little drink and I'm a feeling right. I can fly right over everything, everything in sight. There's a slow poking cat, I'm gonna pass him on the right. Transfusion, I'm a real gone pale face, and that's no illusion. I'm a never, never, never gonna speed again. Pass the claret to me, Barrett. Rolling down the mountain on a rainy day. Oh, when you see me coming, better start to pray. I'm a cutting up the road and I'm the boss all the way. Transfusion, transfusion. Oh, Doc, pardon me for this crazy intrusion. I'm never, never, never gonna speed again. Pump the fluid in me, Louie. I'm burning up the freeway early this morning. I'm a passing everybody. Oh, nothing but corn, man, out of my way. I don't drive with my horn. Transfusion, oh nurse, I'm gonna make a new resolution. I'm never, never, never gonna speed again. Put a gallon in me, Allen. Oh, barnyard drivers are found in two classes, line crowding hogs and speeding jackasses. So remember to slow down today. Hey, daddy-o, make that type O, huh? Attaboy.
Wasn't bad looking for a girl. Personally, I prefer a hopped up motor.
Hot Car Girl and her thrill crazy pals, their lives and their loves, their wild escapades and their wilder escapes. Hot Car Girl, bait for the punks who hunt for heaps to strip and sell the stolen parts to every cheap fence looking for an easy buck. Hot Car Girl, starting with petty theft and heading for murderous violence. Every cop in town starts searching for a girl, a guy, and a souped-up hot rod stained with blood.
Can we ride a little faster? Said the leader to the pack. There's a buzz right behind us and he's breathing down our backs. The cops are looking for us everywhere we go, waiting for our one wrong move and into jail we go.
We don't know nobody nothing and we don't make no deals. We're swinging chicks on motors and we're man eaters on wheels.
We are the Hellcats nobody likes. Man eaters on motorbikes. We own this road, so you better get lost. When you hear the roar of our cutout exhaust, log on, for you'll find that you have blown your.
freedom was for men alone. Oh, no, you take Tom Jefferson, Ben Franklin, John Hancock. There's a hell of a guy for you right there. All these men had wives. They probably had a few broads on the side, too. These women wanted freedom just as much as their men did. But, girls, I wonder, do we? I think it's time that we women thought about it a bit. Hell, I think it's time we did something about it. So come on, fellow females of the 20th century. Be glad that you're an American. Proclaim your freedom. Stand at attention. Pledge allegiance. And bounce your boobies. Get into the swing. Bounce your boobies. The swing is everything. Makes no difference if they're big or small. As long as you... something to give, but it sure looks like it sometimes. Just look around you. Men stick out all over the place. Big fat cigars, big fat stomachs, and just where they should stick out, where is it? Yes, girls, we know what we've got and we know what they're worth. So come on, gals. Let's get into the swing of things. Give your boobies some freedom. Oh, do you get?